B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Listening to Felger today, oh my God. When I was listening to Felger earlier today talk about how no one's watching baseball and no one cares, their streaming numbers are breaking records. And who do you think is streaming baseball versus watching it on television? Those are young people. So Felger, if you're listening, you're probably not. You're probably sitting at your home covered in napkins right now. People are watching baseball this year. People care about baseball. People care in this market. People care in Boston. I don't know. The last time he went to Fenway was probably like 10, 15 years ago. But I've been to Fenway a bunch this year. Those crowds are loud. And not only are they loud, they're younger. These are younger crowds that are showing up to Fenway now. So, Felger, it's not a matter of opinion. You are just factually incorrect,
now,
my good sir.
All right, so we got some mileage out of that comment today. I heard that last night on the Baseball Hour with McCarthy and Big Jim Murray, Jared Carabas of Barstool Sports, telling me how popular baseball is and how much people care about baseball. And he didn't represent totally fairly the things I was saying yesterday, which frankly, I don't even remember exactly what I was saying. But you know, either way.
You'd think people would know by now. As soon as it comes out of the mouth, it's forgotten.
Yep. Right. But either way,
of course, this show always represents people's comments fairly.
So Carabas is taken on the mantleship. He's the one of the keepers of the gate. He's a baseball Krishna. He's in a position of having to promote his sport because he knows in his heart of hearts his sport has really fallen in popularity over the last decade, half decade, however you want to draw that line. So he's really become a proselytizer, if I pronounce that properly, for his sport. So he's there telling you last night on the Baseball Hour how it's back and it's popular and people are passionate about it and people are watching and people care. So, okay, fine. He's a baseball guy. I'll take him at his word. What do I know? So what we have then last night is leading into last night, which is what I thought was the most...
buzzed about Red Sox game in a while because of the opponent.
The most buzzed about, this must-watch appointment viewing, the most anticipated Red Sox game of the year. Red Sox versus the modern-day Babe Ruth, Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani there with Anaheim. I pronounce it 8 different ways today. You know that, but you know who I'm talking about.
The Japanese and Italian.
This was the game. This was the game. You all said it. We all knew it. This was must-watch TV, highly anticipated. This was it. So I'm like, okay. People care. The Red Sox, everyone's catching on. There's really nothing else going on locally. And so this is their night. They're going to do a big number. And so I wanted to make sure that I tracked down the numbers to see exactly how they did last night in the ratings to prove what Jared was saying, that they are really hot and people are watching and people are consuming the product. And then I flipped on the ratings and had people research the ratings for me. Thank you again, folks out at NBC Sports Boston, for tracking this all down. I got the numbers and I found... that not only did the Red Sox game lose and lose badly to the NBA Finals game, but they lost to the flipping Euro match in the afternoon between Italy and Spain.
In the demo, not overall people.
Correct. In the demo. In the demo. Among living and breathing people, it lost to the soccer match. It did a 3-8 household number, which is really not that great. It's not that horrible, but it ain't that great. It's a 3-8.
And Red Sox games this year have done, in fairness, what, sevens? We've had some good Red Sox ratings this year.
Was that the Yankee series?
So I'll give you their season average here in a second. But the 3-8 rating is really not a strong number for the most anticipated, most hyped Red Sox game of the year. That's really kind of piss poor, frankly, a 3-8 number. The Bucks Suns did a 4-3, okay, which really doesn't tell you anything. The household number, as I've been trying to tell McCarthy all day, is really window dressing. Advertisers don't buy the household number. They buy on the demo. The demo's men 25 to 54. That's the demo.
Which you disagree with and you think is basically fake.
To go back, I'll explain that in a minute so you don't confuse the listeners who've just joined us. I do think they could bump up that prime rating and make it a little bit older than it is. But be that as it may, that is what advertisers now buy on men 25 to 54. In that demo, Red Sox Angels, Shohei Ohtani, most anticipated, talked about Red Sox game of the year, did a 2-4. The basketball did a 5-1, basically head-to-head, doubled it. And then the scary number Italy, Spain. And I'm sorry, Italy is what it's. I watch a little bit of this stuff, and I've always got an eye on it. And you do too, McCarthy. Yep. The Azzurri, Italy, I think is one of the worst watches in all of international soccer.
But huge here.
Their games are always 1-0.
Massive here.
Flopping around.
They brought the fake World Cup here when Italy won. Italy's huge here in Boston.
Okay. So I they did a 2-9. They beat the baseball in the demo.
In the afternoon.
The freaking soccer match. The European soccer match. I mean, not even local, not even domestic.
Get to work.
Oh, my God. It did a 2-9 in the demo, and the Red Sox Angels did a 2-4. And so it's like, as much as I want to believe Carrabas or McCarthy, for whatever he's saying, I just think he's resorted to chirping, you know, which is fine.
Yeah, isn't that my job here?
But, you know, as much as I want to believe it, I want baseball to be back. I want it to be hot. I want it to be viable. And you believe it or not, the better the Red Sox do, the better we do, too. I know it's not our property, but the more people are talking sports, the better this show does, because we just kind of stick to sports. And so the Red Sox being good is great for Maz. It's good for us. We want the Red Sox to be good. I want them to be hot, like Carrabas is saying. But when you lose to the effing Euro, I mean, I have a hard time believing you. So what I'm led to believe is that baseball isn't popular. Carrabas is just popular. And Barstool's just popular. And you may be watching clips on your TikTok feed, but it's just another clip. It's the yodeling dog, and then it's an ass model, and then it's a clip of Shohei Ohtani with a double into the corner, and you're not watching the game, and you're not really caring about what's going on in the game, and you're certainly not watching or caring enough to actually want to talk about it the next day. It's just another clip on your feed.
I mean, that's definitely like the Twitter and Instagram experience.
It's just another tweet. It's the freaking chipmunk water skiing behind the boat.
Cute animal, big home run. Juicy ass.
So it's like,
I like all three. It's fantastic. It's why I'm on Twitter.
So that's what like baseball has become, I'm led to believe. And you know, this thing about their streaming numbers setting records, it's just that is so misleading. When you do look up the MLB streaming numbers, baseball made sure that they sent out a series of releases about 2 weeks into the year where they showed that their streaming numbers were up and setting records. But setting what kind of records? We're not talking like overall streaming records. We're talking about them beating their own records, their own personal best, their own numbers is what they were beating, which doesn't mean anything. Just because you go from a 0.1 to a 0.2, yes, you may be up 100%, but you're still at a 0.2.
Yeah, and I get what you mean there, and that's not anything to crow about, but I've done that in my different permutations of radio jobs in the past. So a 0.9 to a 1.1, let's party. But that is viable to advertisers, though. Like, you can at least show, hey, sure, we are growing, and you will be able to generate more business and revenue that way.
You're showing growth, and it's part of a story. You are showing a story. So I would agree with that. But that doesn't mean you're doing big numbers. It means you're showing the potential for growth. And oh, by the way, all those stories came out, and just Google it. You'll see it. MLB streaming numbers. Just Google it. They all came out around April 18th, April 19th. Again, there was just a spate of these stories. I haven't seen anything since, and they don't. So I don't have streaming numbers. They're sort of proprietary. They aren't released like TV numbers. They're different. Apparently, Major League Baseball hasn't been releasing them recently.
Well, at the beginning of the year, they did put out that press release, Mike. And to make your point, not that I'm very interested in doing that, wasn't MLB TV free for the first couple of weeks?
It usually is. Yeah, there's usually some sort of promo off.
So, I mean, listen, I think baseball is seeing growth there. Sure, I'm not going to argue with you that the sport's in like a healthy, great spot. I just think it's a little bit overstated on the program today, truly what a bad spot it's in. Because I think, you know, from your position, Mike, you can't talk baseball the way you once did, you know, 15 years ago. The fact that you could talk about who should be, you know, in the game, should they have pinch hit last night? It's different. Trust me, I wish it were the way it used to be. But I think the sport has seen some growth this year. I think there's some good things going on in baseball.
I hope you're right.
I hope so, too.
I really do. I really hope the irony is, as Carrabas might be losing his mind today, as we've been talking about his comments all day, you know, that I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for baseball. It's better for all of us in the sports media world, in the sports world, to have as many viable sports that people care about and are passionate about. And I'll talk about any sport. I will, because I don't want to talk about whether a hot dog's a sandwich or not. Like, you know, we a lot of shows do that. We do just want to try and keep it to sports.
Mount Rushmore condiments.
So, like, I'm happy to. I would be happy to show up the next day. If I, you know, not that I have to watch it all, but I'd be happy to show up the next day and debate whether Alex Cora should have taken out Whitlock in the eighth inning with two outs and two runners on. But I just don't feel there's the appetite for it. And this thing that Carrabas is talking about, I just don't see. And I certainly don't see it in the numbers. And the demos to me still would remain frightening for me in Major League Baseball. So like I said, men 25-54, that still remains the key demo. As imperfect as it is, and I agreed, I do think it is imperfect. But so the Sox game loses to the soccer. It loses. It gets its ass kicked by the hoops in men 25-54. But the older you go, the better baseball does. In men 55+, the Red Sox game beat the soccer handily, 4-5 to 1-7. It beat the basketball, 4-5 to 3-7. If you go to 65+, again, it wins. The Red Sox game beat the soccer handily, 4.5 to 2.5. It beat the basketball, 4.5 to 4. So, you know, the older folks, it does, but that doesn't mean young, like there's this young resurgence. And again, Carrabas and others would tell me that it's, you make up for it. The men 25-54 number is low because those people are actually streaming.
Which they are, 100% they're streaming.
I need to see those numbers. How come they're not releasing those numbers? How come they only released the first couple of weeks when they got a blip the first couple of weeks of the year and it's been radio silent since? How come they haven't released those numbers? Show me those numbers. Show me those streaming numbers that show me the men 25-54 number is actually really healthy. It's just online. And then you also have to show me what the streaming numbers are for basketball and soccer, because my guess is the younger you go, the better those sports do on the stream, better than baseball.
Well, look the way that NBA is promoting YouTube TV. I mean, they want you. They're telling you. The league is telling you. This is how we want you to consume our product now. Stream. Stream away.
So that's sort of my takeaway. I'm happy to talk about Ohtani last night. I'm happy to talk about the game last night.
Why are they just, I'm asking.
Like, so if you want to do it, call us at 617-779-0985. But I found the most telling thing about last night was that the fact it was not the most watched thing by a long shot. Go ahead.
Why are these leagues, or is it Major League Baseball, you think, so protective about that? Because if they are as good as they would like you to believe, wouldn't they just happily tell you, like, here's what the streaming numbers are for these demographics?
I think so. You know, and again, when someone says they've set records on the stream, every story I've seen pops up from April 18th, 19th, and 20th. I haven't seen anything after that. So I could use some recent data. I'm giving you overnight ratings. So this is what people were watching last night. The effing Roku thing, fill me in. Let me know. Because the TV numbers, I do not tell me of a sport that is, you know, this passionate, got to see it interest, because that was the biggest game of the year last night. And it kind of sort of flopped on TV. Kind of sort of, not totally. Small F. All right, your thoughts right after this.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Max.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's not fixed. And I get Felger's point about, okay, they're not as relevant as the Patriots, but I think water will soon find its level after they stop winning championships now that Tom Brady's not around anymore. I think that it's kind of that mix. I think that the Red Sox are kind of in the same category now as the Bruins. Bruins fans love the Bruins. No matter what, they're diehard. That's the same way the Red Sox fans are.
Like I said earlier, I totally agree with that last piece, that baseball is now like a regional sport. You care about your team. You watch your team. And the people that are passionate about it are passionate about it, but it's really kind of a fringe sport. It's a niche fringe sport. It's not a mainstream sport anymore. Now, the baseball experience is still mainstream. A lot of people are going to go to Fenway and sit outside and have a beer and look at their phone and look up and watch an occasional at-bat, and like that's mainstream.
I mean, the place is a tourist trap, too. There, Wrigley, I mean, right, Yankee Stadium, there's certain places like that.
The actual experience of sitting and watching the game and then wanting to talk about it or consume it or go back over it, that is like the Bruins. That's sort of a niche thing. And the Bruins, I think, did better or have done better than the Red Sox to this point. Again, the Bruins' season average was 4.25, and their men 25-54 number was 3.9. So it's not like they have an old audience. It is their men 25-54 number is pretty much their household number. It's close. Red Sox, you know, again, last night, 3.8 in the household, 2.4 in men 25-54. So it's just it's an older audience. But the Red Sox are more like the Bruins. Third, fourth team in town. That's what I think they are. I think they're the third or fourth team in town, given, you know, on any given week. Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox are all kind of the same thing. And I'd say the Red Sox are usually trailing. But the people who are passionate about it, sure. Yeah, I think there's hardcores for sure. Absolutely. The first thing he said about water seeing its level with the Patriots and somehow the Red Sox coming in the same conversation with them.
No, the NFL is king, but it is here, especially after these last two decades. And the Patriots would have to be, their suck would have to be real sustainable, like for a decade, for a real tune out there.
And the current storyline of Brady winning, Bill falling on his face, but still being here and now chasing down Brady, that's just too compelling of a story, even if they suck. That's just too, it's still too hot, it's too recent, it's too current, and too important. It's like an all-time sports story there. It's like,
oh, that cuts fresh.
I mean, so that's, even if they're not good again this year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's going to be a real hot button topic for a while. It's going to take a long time, I think, for that thing to wear out.
But that's the whole point, Mike. You said it's an all-time story, which it is. The Patriots are an all-time story. The Brady departure. Bell, if we're talking 10 to 15 years down the road, you're still going to have that storyline. And I'm not saying this in the context that, like, the Red Sox are going to come back and take over this town. But if I asked you 15 years ago, 20 years ago, would the Red Sox not be number one in this? People would be like, are you crazy, McCarthy? What are you talking about? The Red Sox owned this town. So, listen, the Patriots had an historic run. The Red Sox had an historic pursuit. It was that thing. When that thing is gone, does water find its level a little bit? Maybe it does. Now, the NFL's king and all that, and baseball, the whole sport is, you know, collapsed and all that. I understand that. But I actually kind of agree with Garabas there. Is water eventually going to find its level where you say this isn't the all-time discussion that we've had for 20 years, 25 years, when the Brady-Belichick thing is gone? I could see that a little bit. I don't think they're going to, you know, crumble down the way baseball has, but sure, I could see that a little bit. Okay. Absolutely, I could.
Keyword, a little bit.
Yeah.
Back to your phones here on this, or again, whatever you want. The Nikhil Harry story, up to you. Bill in Webster. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi. Just a couple of quick points. One, on baseball, I agree with you, and I'm in that demographic of 64, 65, and I tape the games. I DVR the games and quickly go through them so that I don't have to watch a four-hour game. I remember being able to watch baseball 2.5 hours, and you would watch other teams. And as far as streaming numbers, I'm looking at cord cutting, and I can only get Nesson on one of the smallest streaming companies there is. You can't get it on Hulu. You can't get it on any of the major streaming services.
Bill, I'm going to stop you there. Your phone's average. Now we're back to that thing. So are they doing great streaming numbers, or are they hard to find on the stream?
I mean, locally, they do make it a real bitch to be able to watch it on your phone, iPad, what have you.
So, again, the only reason I have Nesson.com or whatever
is because you still are a cable subscriber, mm-hmm. and you just, when you log into that, Mike, you put in, you know, whatever, Xfinity, and then your password, and bing, bang, boom, you get to watch it on your phone.
Okay, people so if you don't have
if you're not
local cable.
Right. Then it's a whole dog and pony show, like people have tried to explain. And because they no longer have a deal with YouTube. You can't watch it on YouTube TV. What's the latest thing, too? Or maybe you have to, like, try to fool it by getting a VPN, which makes it look like you live somewhere else in the country. It's a whole thing.
Oh, so, but I'm telling you, I just, unless you can show me the data otherwise, I have a hard time believing that that segment of guy.
Oh, that just called?
Well, no,
oh,
no, 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 right, exactly. No, but, you know, I think some people would explain away the baseball's bad numbers in that 25 to 54 demo by saying those people are streaming or trying to stream and they can't stream or whatever. I don't think those numbers are as big as you're saying. I don't. Even though everything's streamed, I mean, I know on the radio side, it's still like streaming's never been bigger and digital's never been bigger. It's still dwarfed by the numbers you do on the terrestrial side of it. And I you know, again, I'm new to that thing. That's not my world. But I have a hard time believing the streaming numbers would make up for the big gap that I see in the TV ratings.
This is where I stand with you, Mike. Like, I like my media old and tactile. I'm into radio.
Analog.
Yep. Yeah. Even a news. I don't read the newspaper every day like you do. I do. I'll at least read that online. But, you know, I like a Sunday Globe still. I like the radio. I like cable. I still got cable TV. I pay my cable bill.
Cable TV.
Yeah.
What is wrong? Does it not give you everything you need?
At an exorbitant cost.
Eh, whatever.
It's a little pricey.
You know, I mean, what? I pay for it.
You
but
pay for convenience. Button, TV, all on, same time. What channel is it on? I know. I've memorized the channels. Bing, bang, boom. Now I get to watch the Sox. Now I get to flip to the NBA Finals. Now I get to go over to the match.
You mean I get to actually just change the channel?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. What game's the game? What channel's the game on? Oh, that's a channel? Let's go watch it. As opposed to download this, upload that, log in this, stream that. No, 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 no. Go F yourself.
Well, you have to have a VPN to make it look like you live in the Czech Republic.
God.
So you can, get out of here.
But you need to square this away for me. People who are trying to defend this, are the Red Sox doing great streaming numbers or you can't get them on the stream? Which one is it? Sean in Bedford. Go ahead, Sean. Sean in Bedford, you're up next. Sometimes I think this is us. Sometimes I think it's you. I can't tell there. Liam in the car. Go ahead, Liam.
Hey, yeah. So I'm 25. I mean, I don't know any of my friends who have ever streamed a Red Sox game. I mean, the only reason we even watch baseball is just to gamble on it. And maybe we'll pull up a stream if it's like the first inning, the over, under in the first inning, something like that. But, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't really say baseball is all of a sudden a top sport among people my age. And then just in terms of going to the games, I mean, yeah, we go there, but, like, we're not filling out a scores book or anything, paying attention. We're just going there to get in on the summer doing. So
right, and they, yeah, hammer some beers and pick up some checks.
I like it, Liam.
Good spot for it.
But the whole thing about watching it just to gamble, I don't, like, that's a legit reason to watch sports.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think that's a giant part of football's popularity? From the office pool to the knockout pools to your effing fantasy team, like, it's huge. I don't, like, that's... To me, that's like traditional sports viewing. I'm betting on the thing. No problem. Does that really, is there a lot of baseball sports betting there, McCarthy?
I have no clue. I'm not a gambler. Ask Joe Murray.
It's mostly just money line is my understanding. But who knows? I mean, if they were actually able to legalize sports gambling here, I'm sure you can bet on individual bets per inning or, you know, however that works out. I'm sure you can do that.
I'd be all for that. Over-under in a certain inning, over-under for an at-bat if they can get it out in time. Like, that's...
There's got to be that.
Has to be.
To me, I would not consider that gimmicky or anything at all. I would consider that an essential part of the sports experience.
I'd consider it good for baseball if you could do more of that. Keep people locked in. Lord knows my sport needs it.
Absolutely. Betting.
This stupid state and its red tape. Open that up. Oh, let us have sports gambling. We're missing out on so much money.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Greg and Lincoln. Go ahead, Greg.
You know, I'd love to see if N'Keal Harry could be successful in another system, maybe like the Titans, where he could learn from an A.J. Brown who was in his draft class, get his confidence back. But I know that would never happen because Bill would never trade him to another team where he could be successful because it would be such an L. Bill is the guy who takes other players who are bums and turns them into productive stars. I know this kid, if he was in another system and got his confidence back, could do more than he's done.
Okay, Greg, interesting. I haven't got many calls like that on N'Keal Harry. I think the kid sucks.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, if you think that he sucks and it's just a blown draft pick, it doesn't matter where you ship him. You know, a team. So someone emailed me about this. You know what would be an interesting trade partner is the New York Giants. So Joe Judge was still here in 19, right? So he was the wide receivers coach then. So maybe he, you know, had some input there. He was one of the people in Bill's ear, even though it felt like that was his own pick there. But maybe Joe Judge sees something with him. They can get some kind of return there.
So, again, if it's anything lower than, meaning if it's a sixth or seventh round pick, I'm just hanging on to him. Why don't we need another sixth or seventh round pick? But either way,
what a bust. The worst pick Bill Belichick ever made here as the head coach of the Patriots.
Brutal. Here comes Matt McCarthy's update. One's final segment of your wonderful phone calls, maybe some emails and all of that. So don't go anywhere.
Oh, he is a manipulative weasel.
And Matt.
He does himself no service by actually talking.
You've got to listen to believe.
It's about me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about me.
No question.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So here comes Ohtani now in a position to drive and run and tie it on his own behalf. Ohtani sends that one to right. It bounds against the wall. Fletcher scores easily.
Just a 107.5 miles per hour exit velocity after pitching the top of the first.
Now J.D. Martinez, who had that sack fly in the first. And a pitch. And he strikes out 97 from Ohtani for his second K.
On the outer half at 97 miles per hour. He can spot that ball at any given time.
A couple of ground outs to second base for Devers so far tonight.
That nasty split finger. Look at the depth in this ball. Look, it starts waist high and it drops all the way down. You can't hit that pitch.
So now Verdugo with one out. Four fastballs, now the 2-2. Another one and he strikes out Verdugo. Two down.
Like I said, it's tough to catch up to that pitch. 97 miles per hour with a little movement.
Shohei Ohtani is, in fact, done for the night after seven terrific innings on the mound. Two runs on five hits. Did not walk a batter. Struck out four.
Pretty pitch. He didn't just try to overthrow anything. He had a really good delivery going almost from the very first hitter. He even dropped in some of those uber slow curveballs. Fastball command much better. Slider came into play. The cutter split was there, but not overpoweringly. I just thought he pitched today in a classic sense. It was really great to watch. He knows. He knows what he wants to do, and he knows how he wants to do it. He's got that kind of a baseball mind, so you really want to stay out of there. And you'd never want to interfere with his greatness or his ability to process the day. I would never want to do that.
Some Shohei Ohtani highlights there, followed by Joe Maddon, his manager, talking at postgame. You'll have more on this coming up on the Baseball Hour. McCarthy and Murray, want to give an update? How'd you feel about Ohtani last night?
Oh, I thought he was awesome. I thought he was great. This guy is the man. It's scary how good he is because it doesn't even feel like he's scratched the surface. Guys, I don't even think he's reached his ceiling yet. You watch him pitch, and he's kind of just getting by on raw ability. I mean, I think he has a general idea of how to pitch. But, I mean, his secondary stuff is good, but he doesn't really have a feel for it. Probably because, I don't know, he's hitting 30 bombs and he leads baseball in home runs right now. Because he's not, you know, focusing on pitching the way that a pitcher would focus on pitching every day of their life. This guy is the man. I have no idea what laboratory they made him in. I thoroughly enjoyed that last night. It was just a great moment as a sports fan watching that game.
It's cool to watch. It's cool to watch. But there is a rawness to his pitching ability. And so he's just throwing, you know,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm far more impressed with the way that he hits home runs. Again, they look like uppercuts that are going to be just a pop fly to center, and they're four rows deep in the center field bleachers half the time you're watching this guy hit home runs. The pitching thing, again, well, cool to watch him be the, you know, dual athlete like you haven't seen, doing both things like Babe Ruth, you know, first time in 100 years. That is cool to watch. I don't know how great a pitcher he is, and he got bailed out by a lot of good D last night.
Okay. Did you think the whole product delivered?
Yeah, I thought so. I enjoyed the game. I thought it was a good game. You know, the Red Sox could have won it. Bogarts gets robbed there. Yeah, I enjoyed the game. I did.
Okay, let's do some emails, shall we, Stu?
Yeah.
Please satisfy our friends at Mimecast.
The Mimecast email of the day.
Dear Felga, I really hate you. And I think Mez is a boob.
Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Okay, so we got a few here. Oh, and again, I buried the lead. Email a day is protected by our friends at Mimecast. All right, you want to protect your business against naughty emails. Ransomware, is that what you kids call it? And all that stuff that gets sent over on the interwebs. Stand by, please. You want to safeguard your organization. It's phishing, too. Business email compromise and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com, M-I-M-E, Mimecast.com. We got several here that hit on a couple different topics, for example. Hi, Mike. F. McCarthy and Carrabas is full of it. MLB was down 32% across digital platforms in 2019 and 20. No wonder the 2021 streaming numbers are record-breaking. I can't stand that little chicken leg twerp. I give him credit for his attitude, though. Takes balls. Keep up the great show. Ignore McTakey. Thanks, Dave.
That's not bad advice right there.
Who's the chicken leg twerp? That you?
Probably.
Or Carrabas? I don't know. Yeah, Carrabas is a little musclehead. He's got...
He never works out on the legs, though.
Oh, he never does leg day?
No, he purposely only works on like the buys and tries and upper body. The legs aren't for him.
Say what?
Yeah, no, it's a whole thing Jared's had for years.
Oh, that's essential. You've got to.
Absolutely.
Carrabas, your core, the whole thing is where it all comes from.
The arms are the money.
No, it's the money. But when you reach a certain age, you want some slimming stuff as well. You got to squat a little bit. Anyway, so this is sort of my point. Like for baseball to say they're setting records, they're setting their records. So like they're saying they're up over their previous numbers. Well, what if their previous numbers effing suck? So that's telling you something, but it's not telling you the whole story. And the fact that we haven't really gotten updated figures since mid-April, I think, you know, might be telling. Kendall writes in, Mike, as a soon-to-be 29-year-old millennial that's an avid watcher of your show, I want to let you know that if the Red Sox pick the wrong player in the draft, you better believe I'm going to blow a gasket and might, not guaranteed, call into the show about it. Let me just stop right there. Do you think enough people follow the draft closely enough to say you screwed up the draft by taking this guy over that guy in baseball?
Never in baseball. However, this year there is some focus on the MLB draft because the Red Sox have the fourth overall pick. This is a discussion in Red Sox circles. Call the baseball hour.
Yeah, and there's been, correct me if I'm wrong here, Matt, there's been some changes in that maybe Leiter's kid could fall to them at four, right?
Yeah, he might kind of price himself out of the top three teams and maybe force his way to the Red Sox at four.
I'm with Matt on this, at least in people that I follow on Twitter, with Jared being like the baseball guy and Matt and others, like there has been more buzz about the MLB draft this time around.
Yeah, just because the Red Sox were picking fourth, they'll never pick this high. And there are two star pitchers in college that you see, like Jack Leiter's the star. He's the guy.
Okay, so the question is, if they draft this player, Red Sox fans will lose their mind. Who's the player, you know? So you're saying if they passed on Leiter or passed on the other pitcher, you said fans will lose their mind.
Yeah, or probably the catcher from Louisville. If they take a high school bat, I think Red Sox fans will lose their mind, rightfully so. You take a player from college at number four, hopefully Leiter, maybe the catcher.
Okay, again, happy to hear your reaction, if you actually have any. Plus, says Kendall, not all of us millennials are on that cringe fest TikTok app. I'm one of them that still watches YouTube over letting my brain get turned into mashed potatoes on that app. So this guy's trying to tell me like he's some sort of old school person because he watches YouTube?
I give him credit.
Nobody my age does TikTok. TikTok's for the kids.
I mean, believe you me, it sure is. But now, like, YouTube is considered old school?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it actually is.
This is old school. Getting the actual newspapers delivered to your house and having the hard copy. That's...
Look how small they are now.
That's analog. I know, the little baby dinosaurs. Kevin writes in, I don't have a dog in this fight, but I think it's funny that Matt is getting so butthurt over the ratings of two dying sports. In the last 10 years, the NBA Finals have had better ratings in 8 years.
I may have been looking at the wrong figures. I'm dead serious. I looked at these figures this morning. I may have been looking at the wrong figures. If that's true, I will do research after the show. I'll apologize.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, that happens all the time. I might be dead wrong. I could be dead wrong. I'll fully admit that.
Okay, no need to apologize, though.
I'll apologize. I'm a slave to the facts, Mike, as I believe you would say on this program. If I was factually incorrect, I'll apologize to the people.
Kevin writes in eight of the last 10 years, MLB has lost to the NBA. The only years that Matt named were 2020 and 2016. Don't care to send a link. I just looked on Wikipedia if you want to fact check it. So I think it is right there in black and white on Wikipedia.
The Wikipedia facts may or may not be incorrect. I'm doing research on that.
They're only correct if they suit your agenda.
Exactly. So they don't suit my agenda. So they're incorrect.
Okay. Here's a subject line from Jack in West Roxbury. Mike, you are conceited. Felger, I'm a dedicated longtime listener to your show. However, I must take issue with some of your points. While I acknowledge that baseball does have demographic challenges, I'll say, Jack, I feel as if you never give the Red Sox credit. They have won more championships in the 21st century than any other team in baseball and are once again among the best teams in the league. Compare this to the other Boston franchises, he says. Celtics coming off a disaster of a season and fired the head coach and GM. Bruins once again choked in the playoffs. Patriots had their worst season in 20 years. Remember after the Mookie Betts trade when you guys were tearing the Sox apart and proclaiming that baseball was dead in Boston and nobody cared about them? I would say a lot of people care about them now. As always, have a good day, Jack in West Roxbury. Well, you listen to the numbers or look at the numbers. More people cared about the basketball and the soccer yesterday.
In the demo.
Right. So, again.
They're people, too.
Among the living, those with an average age under death were pretty much watching something else. But to your first point, I give the Red Sox as a team all the credit. I haven't taken anything away from them. I mean, I thought they were cheating. I thought they were, you know, they used a lot of the spider tech and that would hurt them. It turns out it hasn't really hurt them. And I'll freely acknowledge that. And I think they're a contender for the World Series. And I think they've had a good year. And as entertaining as baseball can be in this day and age, they're kind of entertaining.
They absolutely are. And they're one of the great stories, not just locally, but in the league. It's like them and the San Francisco Giants flip a coin. So after the two repulsive years that they just had in terms of the product they were putting out there, especially last year, I know it was weird because of COVID, but even still, at least there were other teams throughout the league that tried. Like pretty much from, you know, the first game, guys like J.D. Martinez and Andrew Benintendi acted like they didn't even want to be there. After that, for them to bounce back like this, I don't know, emailer, be happy that guys that were on the fringe or even people like me who were repulsed again by the product the last couple of years have come back around on them.
No. They're good. They're legit.
They're good.
I give them full marks. I do. So that's not the issue. I'm just sort of pushing back against this narrative that baseball is suddenly like red hot. I'm sorry. I don't see it. Finally, I know Murray's gotten a bunch of these as well from Lauderdale Sunset. Fictional bar. Oh, I'm sorry. Subject line, cheeky monkey.
Yes.
Out of touch with Fenway, you two. Fictional bar, says Lauderdale Sunset. Are you guys really so out of touch with the Fenway Park area that you never heard of the big brewery over there, Cheeky Monkey Brewery? How about getting out in the field and experiencing it for yourself? I've only lived in the South Shore for 3 years, and I've been to the place many times. Have you heard of Cheers? It's not just a bar in Boston. It was a popular sitcom in the 80s. They ha-ha, and then a bunch of emojis, which I can't translate for you. So Cheeky Monkey is some brewery.
Yeah, so a caller earlier referenced, like, you know, people aren't paying attention. They're just ready to go to Cheeky Monkey. Mike and I, especially I, thought, like, you know, it was code, maybe awakening a sleeper cell, something. I don't know. I'm not down Lansdowne. I haven't been over there in a long time. Yes, it's a brewery called Cheeky Monkey on Lansdowne Street. I didn't know that. I still, in my mind, Lansdowne Street is still like Avalon.
The Cask.
Axis and the Cask, yeah, like... I don't know. Like, I miss the old places. I don't go out much. I'm old now.
Same. But, Murray, how do you feel about the microbrewery or the breweries?
Give me a Coors Light.
Oh, my God. Can I get a Miller Lite, please?
Yeah. I like, you know, and boy, those beer snobs.
Oh
you drink that? Yeah, I do.
Yep. I'd like a watery American Pilsner, please.
I like my cheap domestics. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Your hints of this and that. You know what? Go catch that on TikTok, kid. Like, I could give two poops about your craft beer.
Don't you want a crushable IPA? Yeah, that tastes like the inside of a lawnmower bag. No thanks. I want a, like Mike said,
watery,
watered down cold domestic.
A watery American Pilsner. Thank you. And if you don't have it, you suck as an establishment. Okay, I don't care what you serve. If you don't have a Miller Lite or a Bud Light in there, you blow. Okay, so on that note, the final word comes your way right after this.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
McTakey and your chicken legs.
That's right. I think it was Carrabba's with the chicken legs.
It is Carrabba's.
I got the long. I'm a daddy long legs over here.
He doesn't do legs?
No, and proudly. He only does upper body. It's just
then
like,
you said that looks weird, too.
I, you know, you're like...
No, I understand.
Like
this. What's up, bro?
It gets the heart rate up. It's a good way to get in your cardio because the leg, I don't know, you do legs, you sweat.
Legs are the only thing I do. Take one look at me. It's the only thing I do because they're the most enjoyable. Anyway, Mike spent the majority of the program today saying nobody wanted to talk about baseball. We did have one caller who wanted to talk about baseball. Let's take a listen and see how it went.
Here's Barrett on line three. Go ahead, Barrett.
Mike, you're kind of confusing me for a second here. You're telling me that you don't believe that this is underground people watching it, but you just told us that you streamed it yourself, and don't you follow that demo?
Yeah, but what's hard to believe about that? I don't believe there's this army of people that makes up for those numbers. I don't. I believe it's...
I think the majority of people don't have cable anymore. They stream. But anyway, you want to talk about the game. Let's talk about the game. What did you think of Workman last night?
So I'd like to strike out of Ohtani. Again, I was flipping back and forth, but I thought, I don't know. That was a big moment. That was the bases loaded, you ass me. Was that the bases loaded?
Yes.
The strikeout that he had of him?
Yeah, nice little cutter there.
Okay, little cutter right underneath his hands.
That's a good pitch.
That's why I thought of it, Barrett. Go ahead.
What about earlier when the bases were loaded and he threw an 0-2 curveball that guy hit to Devers and Devers couldn't make it play?
So I did not see that play.
It was a little roller.
Oh, a little dribbler. Yeah, that was Iglesias. That was Iglesias. What are you trying to say? That I didn't watch the whole game? I didn't watch the whole game.
Like he's trying to trip you up.
I didn't watch the whole game. Who does? That's my whole point.
Even I don't.
I didn't watch the whole game. I was flipping back and forth to the basketball. And more people were watching the basketball. I'm sorry. But I did see, was that the Iglesias play they originally called out and then went back on replay and called him, or just the opposite, called him safe and then called it out?
I think he's talking about Fletcher before Ohtani. But
whatever.
Who cares?
Whatever. Who cares? I don't understand. Why don't you just talk about the game? Why are you challenging me on whether I saw those plays or not? I saw some of them.
See, even talking about the game and breaking it down that way is just not good radio.
I prefer
it not to break it down.
Well, I mean,
that was a mess.
I frankly have no idea what the guy was getting at because I got all sensitive and huffy about it. Like, maybe he was just wanting
to. No, he was trying to blow you. Like, oh, get into the intricacies of what happened with Brandon Workman. Oh, shut up. Be happy that we're even talking about them.
But this is another guy that's come out of nowhere who was.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, but Dunman buried somewhere else. He comes here and he's getting guys out, right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
McCarthy? That's right. He's been all right.
The Phillies, the ERA was over 9 at one point, wasn't it?
Yeah, he got shipped to the Phillies last year for Pivetta. Ended up with the Cubs. He was a disaster there. He's been all right.
And now he's good.
Yeah, good.
What signals are they using?
Got a good grip on it. We can do a whole segment on that if you want, McTakey. What do you got?
You know what? We're going to try and talk some baseball tonight. Let's see how that goes. Probably not. Well, but we're going to do it just for the... I don't know, the principle of the matter. We're going to talk about last night's game. We're going to talk about Shohei Ohtani. You know what we're also going to talk about? Chris Sale, because we've got news on what the Red Sox plan is for him. Will he be a starter? Will he be a reliever? And news about the future of the Red Sox pitching staff as well, coming up from the minor leagues. And we'll get into some trade deadline stuff as well. So, you know what? Baseball talk for an hour, Felger. You like that?
Well, if you go dry, I got some ratings info. It could probably help you out.
You know what, Felger? If I go to it at 6:35, you'll know I'm scrounging for it.
Oh, no. I made it to 210 before I went to it. It's easy. Low-hanging fruit. Sorry. We'll see what we got tomorrow. Maz is back tomorrow, right?
Maz returns tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll see what we got with Maz. Otherwise, have a good baseball hour. Jim, McTakey, Stu, Lanny, we'll see y'all. I'm sorry. Who do we got back there? Jeremy? We'll see y'all tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.